Welcome back to the ABCs of ERP and Beyond, where today we will be zeroing in on how ERP systems can change the game for customer management. Imagine a world where every detail of your customers, from their sales history to delivery performance, is just a click away. And that's the power of ERP. So in the next kind of half an hour, we'll be talking about the ERP benefits for sales managers. From offering unified views of customer data, better reporting, analytics, to sales forecasting and customer-facing metrics, everything in between, we will discuss how an ERP can handle all of that for you. As ever, I cannot do this without my co-host, Nirav Shah. Welcome back.
Hey, Peter. Happy to be back talking about this episode. We're just rolling through here. Every time we come up with new episodes and new things to talk about, and I think we're definitely not leaving anybody behind in who we target to make sure they understand the benefits of ERP. This one specifically, I feel like kind of gets. I think these sales managers need a little bit more love, right? Because sometimes we don't see them as the primary user of ERP system, or you know, what are they going to do? How are they going to benefit from ERP systems? So I think this is a really really, really nice episode that we're targeting sales managers and their use of ERP systems and how they could, you know, better their department and get the most out of what they're selling to their customers, better customer service, and increasing revenue at the end of the day.
Yep, and as you know, my previous life, well, it sounds like it was ages ago. As of the end of last year, I was an inside sales manager. So I was using these KPIs, or at least being tracked against them, and tracking customers against these KPIs on a daily basis. And I know from experience there of what I used the ERP for, as well as some of the limitations on an ancient ERP. I know I've said before what version of Nav I'm currently on. I can see its downfalls, but I did learn the importance of being able to track these in the first place. And when you don't have those to hand, how difficult it is. It's like you're flying blind every time you go into a meeting or a conversation with a customer and you haven't got these KPIs to hand. How well am I delivering into this customer? You're flying blind and you could end up in a difficult meeting with curveballs thrown at you that you're not expecting. And I think the power of the ERP being able to deliver you like a unified view of your customers is really, really powerful.
Yeah, absolutely it is. And, doing these implementations, we do implementations for a living, but it's interesting how often, you know, sales is just on its own silo. The sales department's kind of running in its own department. They're their own island that they manually have to like kind of ring a bell saying, we got an order now. And everybody else starts moving after that, right? And until then, there's not much movement. And then companies create band-aids, and they create different like half broken bridges, you know, between the sales island and inventory and maybe planning and then purchasing, right? But it's not efficient at the end of the day, especially nowadays, because the sales model, the sales channels, everything is changing. Right. You talk about what we did, you know, the sales process looked like even 10 years ago. Right. You didn't have too much of this e-commerce stuff out there. You don't have too much of, of these, you know, social selling methodologies out there where people generally took orders, you know, on maybe by Notepad, or maybe they took it in Excel and they had a form developed there, and then they printed the form and they gave it to somebody up who was running QuickBooks, and then in QuickBooks they put in the order, essentially, which was the invoice, which then they passed over to, stapled maybe a couple different other documents together, passed that over to inventory or shipping, saying, hey, you know, get this ready because we're going to ship it, right? And then all the warehousing tasks kind of start at that point, and then they ship it out the door. So it's, it's more important than ever for sales to be integrated in the technology stack for any organization, and it starts with the ERP, because the ERP, your customers are calling to say, what's my order status? When is the order going to get here? What's my tracking number? right? Amazon's kind of spoiled everybody to say everyone's gonna get 2-day shipping, right? And if you don't get it in 2 days, let me tell you, you're gonna get a phone call, and you're gonna be have to answer to that customer saying, and within almost like within seconds, to really quickly give them the tracking number. And if you can't, the customer on the other end of the phone is gonna question your organization, like, are you legitimate, right? Why can't you give me this information? I don't have, 5 minutes to stay on a phone call with you, and you transfer me to three, four different people, or put me on hold for 5 minutes until you find out, right? They expect this information to be in your ERP environment or your CRM, so you could quickly give them that detail. So, having a unified system is very important, kind of your single source of truth for all sales-related information that you're going to be interfacing and talking to a customer about.
Yeah, I think Amazon have really set the gold standard of what is achievable from a customer point of view. And we know that this is really the driving force behind how Amazon has always driven their business. And it's always been, let's put a customer at the front. Customer comes first. Let's build everything around the customer. And that kind of sets the standard for what other people like expect of other companies. Sometimes unfairly, but that's the level of expectation. And whilst you probably won't get compared to Amazon, who are even driving towards drone delivery with like delivery within 2 hours and crazy stuff like that in some of the major cities, like people aren't, end customers aren't expecting you to compete with that, but they are expecting you to be able to ask questions and have information about them at the tip of your fingers. And I think that is really being shown and highlighted when you can't do that. And it's all around this idea of having a system that's centralized, that has that information to hand, and that you can use as a like a holistic view of the customer, whether that be the tracking, whether that be when is it going to ship, if it's like a say a custom order, what is the current lead time, what's your current stock of this? And it's all of those things that you should be able to answer very, very quickly. And I think that's the power of an ERP, putting that into under one under one roof.
Yeah, there's multiple audiences here, right? When we talk about sales in the sales department, we have the sales manager, we have maybe an outside sales rep, and then we have an inside sales rep, right? All these people need to be able to see the same set of data. So they're telling the same story. Right now, when you have all these different job responsibilities and people looking at separate set of data, not updated, not real time, and not giving the full picture, well, you're not going to be able to service that customer properly. We're doing an implementation right now where a customer is using ACT as a CRM, but 8 years ago, they somehow lost all their CRM data. They completely gone. They never recovered it. They manually built it up. So now, since then, they're scared updating their CRM. So they put a lot of things on Excel from a CRM notes perspective, and it's not even in their current ERP. So what we're doing in the process of taking what's in their ACT CRM now and in Excel, bring it all together inside Business Central. So that's going to be their single source of truth. Right. And they've admittedly have said we've lost customers because of our poor capabilities to manage, provide better customer service through our CRM. And that is a scary situation to be in, right? Your system is a limiting factor for you at that point. So it's really important that, when you talk about a digital transformation, and sales is a representation from sales needs to be on the table, because they're as much of a participant in this particular transition than anybody else, I feel like, because everything starts with them, right? And everything kind of, and then they're the first line of support at the end of the day. So, they need that proper visibility.
It's really interesting. Think about the cost of that, of losing all of that data, then losing those customers. I'm thinking about our previous episode where we're talking about change management and how we convince executives that we need an ERP. It's difficult to put that as a cost. I mean,
Right.
there's a concrete example of it happening, and when you approach, the stakeholders when you're trying to get an ERP put in, you could bring that to the table and go, look, this could happen. We could lose this data, and then we could end up losing our customers. And often you get, yeah, but it might not happen. It might not crash. We might not lose our database.
Right.
But there you go. It happens. There's a real world example of that happening, of having a bad
Exactly.
technology stack or a siloed technology stack, and genuinely losing that data and then losing customers, therefore
Yeah.
revenue.
Therefore, revenue. Exactly. And that to me, and that's such a recent example that we're kind of going through an implementation right now. So, such a fitting topic that we're talking about this. But there's more benefits outside of just keeping CRM data, together and intact. For sales managers, when you talk about, how they benefit from ERP systems, is delivery performances, right? Looking at current inventory levels, all these different all these different data points that sales needs to get more business, to talk to the customer with higher likelihood of closing the deal, getting better at delivery performance. All these different things are necessary for salespeople to for them to be effective at their jobs, right? If they don't have visibility to inventory, how are they providing due dates, right? If they don't have visibility to any backlog, right? How are they providing due dates, right? How are they having a logical conversation with the customer, right? It's all emails. It's all popping open three, four different type of spreadsheets to get the latest information. And that to me is just very, very ineffective, right? With the tools that are out there now, especially with the ERP systems, it's like almost a no-brainer to jump on these to start streamlining the sales department.
So let's just quickly talk about some of these KPIs. And with customer-facing KPIs, I always see them as a result of something else. Like it's like the final result. It's what you get from having good business processes. So let's just talk about a couple of these. One that's a hot topic for a lot of people at the moment with supply chain disruptions after the pandemic is delivery performance. So delivery performance for me is an outcome of something else. You don't directly work on delivery performance. There's a few other things that need to be in place to be able to see good delivery performance to customers. So how does, or should we say, tying back to the topic here, the sales manager, when he's having conversations with customers and the sales team are trying to improve on-time delivery metrics, how does an ERP help out to drive that? What are the underlying precursors to be able to say, yes, we're offering a very good or very high level of on-time delivery?
Yeah, the first thing is have an integrated system between inventory, right? Between sales, where your warehouse, right? Is when sales is putting in an order, they're putting in an item that the customer's ordering, they're putting in a quantity. Where right then and there, it's critical for the sales team to have visibility. Well, how much is available for me to commit to this order based on the due date? When the order is what the customer is requesting, right, to be delivered. The customer could be requesting something to be delivered, let's say a left-handed monkey wrench to be delivered, this Thursday coming up, and you start putting in the order, you put in the quantity. Well, you should have a system, an ERP system that should tell you pretty quickly at the point, as soon as you put in the ship date, well, hey, chronologically, there's these other orders that are scheduled to be shipped prior to yours, and by the time your order is scheduled to ship on at this date, or maybe there's some lead time that needs to back off that shipment date by one day. If there's some inbound handling lead time, you need to palletize and shrink wrap, whatever you need to do, to say whether you will have enough or you'll go negative at that date. So at that time, then what I would advise customers is I would pop open what we call available to promise. Saying, hey, Mr. Customer, wait a minute. We might not be able to make Thursday because we have 15 other orders before yours. But let me see when the earliest that we could ship this to you now. Now you pop open the available to promise functionality in an ERP system. And that will tell you based on, right, in case you had nothing on hand, you need to go ahead and order everything. What's the earliest that you're going to be able to ship that by? Now you have a reasonable date. A customer has a reasonable date for almost a guaranteed delivery. And you've been fully upfront honest and you didn't oversell. And that customer is more likely than not to come back to you because you're reliable. Mm-hmm. And you've given them better dates to plan their business and their customer service to their customers internally a little better,
mm-hmm.
right? Versus just taking in an order and saying, oh, yeah, we'll ship it. But then realizing the day of shipment, oh, we're nowhere even close,
mm-hmm.
right? And then you can't even call the customer back. Maybe you don't have the proper processes to call the customer back and tell them, hey, Mr. Customer, we're going to be late on this order because you've always been late on the order maybe, right? So you just hope that they don't come back and yell at you,
mm-hmm.
essentially. So mm-hmm. it's one of those things where, you know, there's proper functionality put in place in the ERP systems to make sure those deliveries are scheduled correctly and performed on to the customer. So you get a customer for life at the end of the day. And not a customer that has a bad taste in their mouth and say, this guy always delivers late, doesn't contact me, right? My customers are always upset. So you're going to get more revenue out of them.
Yeah. I think this drives consistency as well. Who would you rather spend money with? A company who may well deliver tomorrow, but might be a week late.
Yeah.
But it could come tomorrow. But then it could be 2 weeks. Then it could come same day. Or would I rather have a company that can never deliver tomorrow, but will always deliver in 4 days?
Exactly.
And I think it's that setting that expectation. If it's like up and down, like people will prefer consistency over volatility. I heard 100%. An interesting case or an analogy that it was like, it's the same way as Google Maps. So Google Maps mm-hmm. will always tell you the fastest route right now based on traffic conditions.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I might know that particular route is prone to accidents that could happen at any time. And if I'm going to the airport, for example, I need to be at the airport at a certain time. So I know to take a slower route, the route that Google doesn't even suggest, because I know that it's always going to be half an hour slower than the route that it's suggesting. But that route that it's suggesting might be you know, quicker right now, but it might be massively delayed. And when you're going to the airport, like I have to be there on time. So I'm always going to choose the route that is half an hour slower, but it's always half an hour slower rather than the route. Yeah. The route that could be wildly, wildly different each time. And it's that, isn't it? It's being able to set the expectation with the customer and hit it consistently.
Yeah, you hit the nail right on the head. And by the way, that's happened to me recently, that it's taken me all these crazy routes. And I'm like, I could have just took like two roads instead of like turning 15 times and added like 10 minutes to my route. Like, Google, come on, up the game there a little bit. Let's get a little smarter.
I had a case where we didn't use any of the fields within the ERP to track it in the first place. So we had been forever thinking that our delivery performance was like 90%, you know, on time.
Oh, wow.
Within 3 days, say, or within 2 days of the customer request, we thought, we're probably about 90%. A handful of times it goes wrong, so we're about 90%. Then we started looking at our ERP. I noticed there were some fields that we just weren't even using where we could put in this date to be able to track it. And we said, well, we're getting customer complaints. We surely can't be hitting 90% because we're getting more than 10% complaints. So before we can even start to look at improving this, we need to be able to track it in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what happened to on-time delivery? It went from our assumed 90% all the way down to 60%.
Oh.
But at least we knew. And this gave us the baseline and said, okay, let's start to be honest with ourselves. We're hitting 60%. Some product lines, we're hitting 30%.
Right.
We know now what to look at and work out what's going on and unpick that kind of issue? Is it a supply chain issue? Are we being unrealistic in the first place? And then from there, you can start to build up and see that improvement in delivery performance. It always comes back to, are you tracking it? Can you actually track it right now?
Right, right.
Other customer metrics that a sales manager wants to know. Let's throw out a couple of other ones.
Sure.
Let's talk about things like the reporting of revenues, customer sales, performance of revenue against customer. This is a very key one, mm-hmm. especially if you have returning customers with a known revenue. You want to be able to track that, don't you? You want to see maybe from a seasonality point of view, and maybe comparing it against prior quarter or mm-hmm. prior year. So talk to us a little bit about how we track or how a sales manager would use the ERP to look at customer performance.
Well, I think that's where the benefit of the ERP is, right? Is that you have all this data. Data is nothing unless you can report on it, right? We've talked about this many times, Peter, right? ERP systems are very transactional. And you just have data sitting there, people doing their work, right? And if you don't take that data out and create different KPIs and how you need to run your business, right, it's going to be difficult to improve. So, you know, the KPIs and different type of reports that we recommend generally for sales managers to dig into and run in their ERP system is, you know, last year, year-to-date totals, right? Whether that's revenue, whether that's order size, right, or number of orders, right, versus current year, year-to-date, essentially. And you need to kind of keep that, those metrics in line. How do you run that? Maybe you run that by product family. Maybe you run it by region of where the customer is. Maybe you run it by certain departments. Maybe you run it by, you know, different. We talk about product family, but maybe departments, right? It's many different ways you could run these reports, but what are you after? What part of the business do you want to grow, right? Let's say if you're a car manufacturer and you realize there's a certain model that's not really growing at the rate that you expected to, right? And this report points that out to you. And now you can start honing in on that. Maybe you have to throw a little bit more marketing money to that specific model. Maybe you got to figure out, are we having more recalls with this particular line than so customers don't want to buy it as frequently, right? Or you know, do we need to go back and, you know, talk to a focus group on this particular model or whatnot? So, you know, you get a lot of really good data out of that type of analytics is to look at trends. Right, especially sales. Sales is very trends oriented. It needs to understand, right, you know, what are we doing with certain parts of sales? You know, what's our average deal size? Did our average deal size increase or decrease, right, year over year? Right, if it's decreasing, why is it decreasing? Right, do we constantly have to give a discount on something? Customers that used to order this as part of the deal no longer order anymore. Why is that? Is it because what we thought we needed to sell with the deal, we don't need because our products are really mature now. Maybe engineering has done something we didn't even know of that's kind of skewing our deal size now, right? We need to go back and talk to them about what's going on, right? Because everyone has to be on the same page at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So those are a few that I feel like are highly important. There's a couple other ones that, you know, I'm sure we'll talk about here. Customer retention, right? Are customers leaving us? Right? At what rate are they leaving us? Are they staying with us? Why are they staying with us? Right? What are they ordering all the time? What do they like about us? Right? This are all key data points that you could capture and you don't want to capture through your ERP system. Customer lifetime value. What is their value, right? It's not just their one-time purchase that they do to you, right? But how could you get them to purchase more of other things, maybe, not just what they're currently buying from you, to increase that customer lifetime value. Understand your customer a little more, right? You'll be able to, you know, get that data out of these type of reports. Sales velocity, right? How many, you know, how many new opportunities are we getting in? How many of those opportunities are we winning, right? How do we increase our sales velocity? You know, win rates. How often are we winning versus losing when we look at our opportunities list or our quotes? Why are we losing? Yep. right? Pipeline growth. You know, how come we go to these different trade shows and we're not getting enough leads, enough opportunities, enough prospects? Right? What's going on? Do we not have a good strategy? This is all really good information when you could log it in a unified, centralized place and then extract it to make better business decisions.
That's a really interesting point, because that's really the where the whole process starts, isn't it? From pipeline growth, and it goes all the way through to business. So you might see your pipeline growth on a particular product family, and if you don't know that, how is your operations and your factory going to be able to cope when you start landing some of these deals? So if you can track your win rate, say your win rate is 30%, for argument's sake, and your pipeline growth is now being tracked, and it's seen, you know, a particular product line is being pushed by marketing. Your sales guys are out there pushing the same message into the customers. The pipeline is growing for this product line. You know that your win rate from historical data is 30%. So you should then be able to forecast revenues and volume. And it's going to be really handy for the operations team to know what's about to hit them potentially, because you don't want to go and win all this growth and then not be able to deliver it.
Right.
Because of, you know, the capacity of the factory would never be able to cope with it. Or there was planned maintenance. So you were never going to be able to deliver anything anyway.
Right.
Imagine what that's going to happen, what that's going to do to your image overall. But other things like delivery performance, your win rate is going to tank because you're not going to be able to deliver on it. So it's really, I love the way of this all being tracked through the system, because it's all linked.
It really is. And I think what we should do, Peter, another episode of maybe show with Inside Acumatica, what a sales manager dashboard looks like, you know, and you know, the key tools that, you know, kind of see it in action in the ERP system, I think might be really helpful to some of our viewers. But yeah, exactly everything that you mentioned there is when you have a unified system, you're able to see essentially, right, how much can we grow our business based on how much inventory we have, right? How much can we spend on marketing based on, you know, what our capacities look like internally? Yeah, all key points, absolutely.
Another one that I've just thought about, because we've said this before many times, that a successful ERP implementation should, or good use of an ERP, you should start to see reduced admin workload. And we know when people have high admin workload, mistakes tend to happen, especially when it's a manual entry process. So it's all these kind of little other things that you get for free. You don't want, as a sales manager, you don't want to start winning customer contracts. And then you get to the final hurdle. Operations knew about it. They planned ahead. It got made on time.
Right.
You get the PO from the customer confirmed. You go to ship it. And someone entered the wrong product code and sent the wrong thing.
Exactly. Exactly.
Or charged them the wrong price because they looked at an older Excel sheet that wasn't the right one with the right price in it.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Because it's especially in this environment now. Can't stress this enough. This environment is so fast paced. The buyer expects higher quality of service, right? They don't have time or patience to deal with mismanagement, or they don't have time or patience to deal with, you know, orders being lost or not getting accurate updates, right? Because unless you have a very niche business that only you sell what you sell to the customer, now, you know, they can't go anywhere else. But if you're just like a wholesaler and they could get the same product from another merchant or another place, they're going to most likely move over because you're getting better customer support, right? And that is a result of a good ERP system that merchant has to be able to quickly, you know, show inventory statuses, show more realistic timelines and delivery dates and deliver on time and, you know, all that type of stuff.
I think we're kind of moving into some of the symptoms of not using an ERP system from a sales point of view. And I know that we've got a couple of points here. One of them we kind of said is the manual processes and the spreadsheet tools that we have, but also you can kind of see that you might not be fully utilizing the ERP system you have, or maybe you don't even have one anyway, is just the volume of emails backwards and back and forth between you as a company and the customers. And a lot of these are often emails that could be answered either automatically or not have to be asked in the first place anyway. So, when's my order shipping? Can you please check this price? I don't think it's correct. I thought you said it was shipping this week and it hasn't turned up. Where is it? Kind of thing. So a lot of these are noise, and it's symptoms of maybe you're not fully utilizing the system that you have. Maybe the system that you have now isn't fit for purpose and it needs to be revamped or reassessed to get rid of some of this noise. Because that's what we're talking about, isn't it?
Right,
That the
right.
ERP should be a reduction in admin, a reduction of noise, and it will allow you time as a sales manager to work on growth, business growth,
Absolutely.
Penetration into customers, penetration into other market sectors that you might not have been able to do if you're having to field all of the current issues that you kind of seeing already.
Yeah, exactly. You hit all the points on correctly there. It's ultimately the end result of this is gaining more customers, gaining the customer's trust. Because listen, at the end of the day, it's hard to get new customers. It really is, right? There's a lot of competition out there. So when you have a customer, you want to make sure that customer is a customer for life. And where does that start is with good customer service, with being truthful, being honest, having your back-end systems ready to support that customer to take on any challenge that they have, right? It's really important to take that seriously.
Let's finish off this episode. We're talking about our last point here. Have you got any examples, any real life examples of where an ERP would be beneficial or where not having one would cause issues?
There's a few actually we could think about and talk about here. One that comes to mind is, let's say, somebody in sales, is looking at inventory and what's selling, what's not selling, and gain some insight into a sudden surge in spare part orders for some older machinery that they've sold to customers, right? And they're running these KPIs and trend analysis for their inventory and see what's going on. And they, from that, are able to determine that, there's a specific older part that needs to be replaced or should be replaced, and customers are figuring that out. Now we have some information. We could go to engineering and tell them this trend. So they could now start preparing for that and designing the right product, or tell our inventory control or planners to plan, for an increase in sales for this essentially. But more importantly, we could go to customers that have that similar old machinery now and cross market to them and say, hey, Mr. Customer, we've noticed a trend in our part here, sales recently, that they've been replacing this part out. We think that you should probably do the same thing. It's going to benefit you at ABC reasons. You should place your order in today, right? Now, all of a sudden, out of nothing, with your ERP data, you've just created some additional revenue potentially for that quarter, right? Or created a new program that could last a whole year, right? And that's what it's all about at the end of the day, right? Is being having insights to your ERP data, right? Another one I'm thinking about is, let's say, the planner realizes that you're constantly out of stock on a certain item, right? And it's just kind of out of the blue. You're just constantly out of stock. And you keep running out of it. Well, if that's the case, and you know that, hey, there's an uptick of this item, the planner could look at the sales data and increase their reorder points and say, all right, we need to go ahead and order this in higher quantities because we keep running out to support sales to make sure that we are able to deliver to customers on time.
That's
right?
really key for sales managers. They don't necessarily care how much is on the shelf. They care about having the right amount on the shelf.
Yeah, exactly. And that's more of an art than a science, I feel like, but you need data to back it up, right? And good data to back it up.
I got one here, and I think this is like the end of how your business is seen externally, and it's DSO, days sales outstanding. What And this is a great measure of how customers view you as a business. I know if it's a company that I'll pay them whenever versus make sure this one gets paid. They are a very good supplier. We want to make sure that we can continue growing this relationship and they give us this level of service that knocks everyone else out in the park. We need to maintain a good relationship here. Am I getting paid on time? What is my performance from getting actually paid for all
Exactly.
of this effort?
Yeah, 100%, 100%. And when you could do that, you could become a lean organization, right? Be more just in time, right? And have efficient processes that your customers could rely on.
Very good. Lots of things to think about from a sales manager. I'm sure there's loads of things that we'll think about as soon as we hit the stop button from recording this. I think we've discussed a few good topics, and it's no surprise that we have come out of this episode with another episode idea that we'll add on to the list.
Absolutely.
I think we've got a couple
Yeah.
of ideas for having a theme throughout this year for this season of ERP benefits for insert job title here. So I'm really looking forward to exploring some other job roles and
Yeah.
how they get impacted by ERP.
Absolutely.
Good. Thank you as ever. Wonderful to speak again. And thank you to all our listeners. If there's a particular job role out there that you're doing or that you'd like some more information of on how the interactivity between that job role and the ERP will work, let us know. Make sure to do the normal things. Smash that like button, as they say. Hit the subscribe, ding the
Hit the
bell, and anything
subscribe.
else you want to
Anything you want
do.
to
Good. Thank you, Nirav. Until next time, take it easy, and I will catch you on the next episode.
Awesome, Peter. Thank you.